Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ken Chase. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett bunts towards the mound. Chase juggles the ball. That's an error on Chase. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Hockett moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Hockett moves to third. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive towards first. Lupien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mills. Chase reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Chase scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dean moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau bunts towards third. Cronin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cronin. Dean scores. Hockett moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hockett scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Pesky, who tags Mills trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Keltner scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0-for-1 in the game. Mac hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-1 in the game. Conroy hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chase fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett bunts towards the mound. Chase fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-2 in the game. Conroy takes first base on ball four. Lupien moves to second. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chase strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mills moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mills scores. Fleming moves to second. One out. It's 5-4, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dean takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pesce bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes DiMaggio trying to get to home. Hockett throws the ball into Hegan who tags DiMaggio who's trying to score from second, for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. the Indians will come to bat. Jim Tabor now playing third base. Mace Brown now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau is called out on strikes. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Conroy and he is safe. Heath steals second. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Buster Mills. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Gene Desautels now catching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Bill Conroy. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Tom Farrick now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Brown scores. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesky moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peacock now catching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Fleming moves to second. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Mike Riba now pitching. Al Milner pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Jim Bagby pinch runs for Gene Desautels. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. There goes Bagby trying to get to third. DiMaggio throws the ball into Tabor, who tags Bagby for the out. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otto Denning now catching. Red Embry now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-4 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney pinch hits for Mike Riba. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Yank Terry now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive towards first. Lupien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack bunts towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry fires to first and has Mac trapped. There's the throw to Pesky who tags Mac for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Lupien is walked intentionally. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. Peacock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields the ball and throws to Terry covering. Safe. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Embry moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Heath is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Embry moves to third. Heath moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Embry scores. Heath moves to third. Keltner moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.